You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Radio you can touch.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Who the hell are you? I'd rather go down to the barber shop and ask a guy about ready to get his hair cut what the urgency's like.
Lord knows we need family now more than ever.
Jeff Lutz.
I just don't want to indulge you and I'm the greatest thing in the world every time we're on the show. I'm not going to do that.
You're unbelievable. Judas.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's showtime, baby. You'll go wacko, banana. That is nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting Max Power, producing engineering, Jason Duda and the big fella. Anthony will join us in about 25 minutes to make picks. But first, Max, it is...
What timing that was?
Time to play the game
here on our show. What is this game you've been telling me about for years?
This is geography. Maybe not years.
Right up my alley.
We're gonna go back and forth. It's like a mini game of face-off in each round of cities with the same name, but 20,000 population. It'll make
what?
Sense. It'll make sense.
Who do you expect to win this?
What about
Max? He could win it.
He could. You never know. But there are two with five, and then the rest are four, so you'll each get a chance to get 3-2 in a round. And then the winner of each round will tell me which of those cities is the most populous.
All right.
With that name. God.
I'll go first. Is that okay, Max?
Sure. Do you watch The Floor, either one of you?
I watched The Floor.
Did you watch it last night?
I'm going to watch it tonight because I get it on. It's a game show.
Well,
don't spoil anything
I'm not.
For me. Is this similar?
I'm going to end up like one of the contestants.
All right.
You'll know which one when you see it.
Okay. There are five cities with at least 20,000 residents in the United States named Springfield. I need to know which states those five are in.
Massachusetts.
That's correct. Max,
Missouri.
Hold on. You go back and we're going back and forth here.
Why? You didn't say that.
Yeah, I said you go back and forth every round.
Well, I just gave Max.
You sure
can't
did.
Use that.
Yes, he can.
I won't take it. I won't take that, Bob. Okay. I was thinking Illinois.
That's correct.
Missouri.
Correct. There are two left, Max.
Not the Simpsons. Colorado.
Incorrect. Would you like to continue?
Ohio.
Correct. There's one more.
And the other Springfield, Wisconsin.
Incorrect. But it's Oregon. Now you can, since you won that round, you can now tell me which Springfield is the most populous.
Springfield, Missouri.
That is correct. So after one round, It is 4-1.
Are you doing this to try to build up your father?
At least I got one.
This may be insurmountable for Max. What'd you say, Max?
At least I got one.
You did get one. And you'll get at least one in this.
You knew this was right up my alley, Max.
Yeah, but, you know, we still like to play the game. There are five Columbuses, Max, and you can name any one of those five.
Ohio.
Correct. Five Columbuses with at least 20,000 people.
Georgia.
Correct. Max. Five seconds.
Oregon. I can't. Rats. Georgia.
That's incorrect.
Columbus is a little tougher.
It is. But you can go as long as until you miss one.
Well, I may not get Columbus, Texas.
Incorrect. Max, you didn't win the round, but since you went first, I'll give you a chance to.
Why does he get to go?
Fair. It's fair. He tied, so the person who goes first gets a chance. Can you name the most populous Columbus?
Are you going to give
Georgia.
Him five?
Georgia.
No, come on. It's the one you
Ohio.
Said.
Ohio.
Oh, really? Oh,
what do I get?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't get that?
No, that wasn't your chance. Ohio, Georgia, Indiana, Nebraska, and Mississippi.
Darn it, I should have gotten Nebraska. I didn't think that was 20,000, though.
Mississippi
All right, what's
is
the next
You
got
to throw out a guess. The next one is Auburn, and you get the first crack at it.
How many different
Auburns? There are
Auburn?
Four Auburns.
There's four Auburns.
With at least 20,000 people.
Auburn, Alabama.
That is correct. Max. Could be a problem for Max.
Why do I think Michigan for some reason?
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. Would you like to continue?
Well, why wouldn't I? I get a chance to continue. What do you mean, would I like to continue?
You
can... that's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
Well, then let's hear a couple more Auburns out of
Auburn.
You.
Auburn. That's your.
Yeah, don't stall. Let's go.
Auburn, Georgia.
Incorrect. But now you do get a chance to tell me the most populous Auburn.
Auburn, Alabama.
Incorrect. You have Auburn, Alabama, Maine, New York, and the most populous is Washington.
Auburn, Washington?
Yeah, that's correct.
Never heard of Auburn, Washington.
Well, it's got a lot of people in it, apparently. Max.
What's the score?
I thought
it
of Maine.
6-2.
I've never heard of Auburn, Washington.
I never heard of Auburn, Maine.
I'm telling
Maine,
you right now, it's a place that exists. Max, your city name is Newark, and there
New
are
New Jersey.
That's correct. Newark. Are you going to play the game?
What's the question?
Newark.
What did he say?
He said New Jersey.
Well, of course he's going to say New
Jersey.
Well,
let's go.
Newark. Newark. Newark, gosh, there's one. Newark, Minnesota.
No, incorrect. Max, would you like to try to continue?
I'll take another guess.
Sure.
For some reason, somewhere in the...
Well, come on.
New Hampshire.
Make the guess.
Incorrect, but you can guess the most populous Newark.
New Jersey.
That's correct.
Was Nebraska one of those?
Newark is California, Delaware, New Jersey, and Ohio.
All right, my turn.
Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia.
Correct. Max.
I'm terrible at geography.
Yeah, especially.
Five. Are we given
Richmond?
Do we have the 5-second rule?
5 seconds.
Richmond, Arizona.
Incorrect.
Richmond, Texas.
Incorrect.
Texas. Well, that's ridiculous.
But you can try to guess the
Richmond,
most...
Virginia.
Yes, that's correct. The others are California, Indiana,
never been
and
to...
Kentucky.
Richmond.
California. I've heard of California and Indiana. Never heard of Richmond, Kentucky.
Whose turn?
It's Max's turn.
Max's turn. Max, you get Lancaster or Lancaster.
Oh, gosh, so easy.
California.
Correct.
Hi-yo.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's correct.
How many are there?
Four.
Lancaster. Lancaster. Where are we?
5 seconds.
Washington.
Incorrect. Would you like
Florida.
To continue? Incorrect. Max went first on this one?
Yes.
You can try to guess the most populous Lancaster or Lancaster.
I'm saying California because I've been.
It is. That's correct. The others are Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas.
I'm guessing Ohio from now on and everything.
I said Texas.
No, you didn't. You said Texas and Richmond.
What's the score?
It is 4-6, 8-9-6. 9-6.
This isn't. My turn. Let's go.
Okay, let's go to Lafayette.
Lafayette?
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yes, that's correct. Max, do you have a guess in Lafayette?
He said Louisiana.
He did say Louisiana.
Indiana.
That's correct. Very well done. And are you continuing on in this game?
Isn't it Bob's turn?
It is.
Yeah, what's the town?
Lafayette.
What was Max's guess?
He said Indiana.
What did I say?
Louisiana. There are two other Lafayettes.
Lafayette, huh?
Yeah.
Lafayette, Florida.
Incorrect, but you do get a guess at the most populous since you started the round.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Correct. Next.
What were the other two?
California and Colorado.
Why wouldn't California just be guessed on every town?
It's not a bad strategy, perhaps. I'm not going to tell anybody their business. Whose turn?
Max.
Max. Albany.
New York. The capital.
Yes. That's correct.
Albany, Georgia.
Yes, that's correct. Max.
Albany, Ohio.
Incorrect. We have a new Albany.
Albany, Texas.
Incorrect. Max, you get to guess the most populous Albany.
I'm going with the capital of New York.
That's correct. The others, California, Georgia, which was said, and Oregon. Was Albany, Georgia said? I believe
yes.
It was.
Yes.
Two more.
What's the score? Keep us
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Write it down. Write the score down.
12-9.
So that you know.
It's 12-9.
My God, if you're going to do this.
I'm counting by ones. I don't just give you the score every 5 seconds. Greenville. Bob.
My turn?
Yes.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Correct. Max.
Greenville, somewhere in the south. Greenville, Georgia.
Incorrect.
Greenville, North Carolina.
Correct.
It's all one place.
I continue?
Yeah.
Greenville, Texas.
Correct.
And there's one more?
There's one more.
Greenville, California.
Incorrect, but you can try to name...
Greenville, South Carolina.
Incorrect. It's North Carolina.
Did you know there was a Greenville, Texas, really, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Did you?
Yes.
And
that
finally.
One I knew. I admit when I don't know. I don't have a problem. There's one more?
Yeah, one more.
That's it? Well, I've locked this thing up.
Well, there's a second element to this game. Monroe, Max.
Louisiana.
There are four Monroes. Yes, that's correct.
Monroe.
Yes.
Monroe.
Yeah,
you're
Monroe.
You're expecting me to believe there's another Monroe.
There might be.
Monroe. Monroe, Texas.
Incorrect. Max, you can guess the most populous Monroe.
Louisiana, the one I said.
That's correct. The others are Michigan, North Carolina, and Washington. Now, for the second part of this game, I'm going to tell you the name of the town. You're going to tell me which state has the most populous of that of that name.
Well, I'll dominate this, too. What's the score?
You know what the score is.
Bob needs to know the score. He likes the score.
Here's what I don't get. Just write down the number
15
as you
to 11.
Go along.
No, I count. And then
that's
I'll count.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I count, and then I count the count.
Dumb.
You want to go first or
yes,
second in this part
I'll
of the game?
I'll go first.
Manchester.
Manchester. Manchester, the most populous?
Yeah, what's the most populous Manchester?
New Hampshire.
Correct. Max, what is the most popular
populous.
Whatever. Populous. Gosh darn it. I got to give him that one because we go back and forth. What is the most populous Newport?
Oh, my God.
Clearly didn't hear me.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's correct.
He heard you.
Bob, I worked in Rhode Island, Bob. I was number one in Newport.
He knows what he's talking about.
I was number
about.
One all over Rhode Island and the Cape.
What is the most populous Burlington?
Vermont.
Incorrect. Max, do you have a guess?
Yes. Illinois.
I know now.
Incorrect.
Colorado.
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Max, what is the most populous Salem?
Oh, God.
Salem, Mass.
Incorrect. Bob.
Oregon.
Correct. Yes.
Not at Halloween.
Bob, what is the most populous Troy?
Troy.
Yeah. Huh?
Troy, Michigan.
That's correct.
Stillwater.
I with Alabama there. Max, what is the most populous Clinton?
Oh, God. Just give them all to me.
Arkansas.
Incorrect.
Iowa.
Incorrect.
What?
It's Maryland.
No, it isn't. Nobody's ever heard of Clinton, Maryland.
Well, somebody must.
Nobody.
Some people live there. What is the most populous?
My turn.
Yes, Franklin.
Franklin?
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Correct. Max, what is the most populous Washington?
What?
What?
What D.C. is the most populous? Correct.
Well, that's...
Thought I might trick him there.
That's just giving him one.
Thought I might trick him. You went first. That could have been your question.
What's the score?
I don't know. We have two more left.
All you got to do is write them down.
You're winning, Bob. There's no doubt.
The last round, Fairfield for
Fairfield.
You.
Fairfield.
Yeah.
Fairfield. Fairfield?
Fairfield. What's the most populous Fairfield?
Fairfield, New York.
Incorrect. Max, would you like a guess?
Virginia.
Incorrect. It's California. And Max, your final
I lived in California.
Question, the most populous Hamilton.
New York.
I got that one.
Incorrect.
Ohio.
Correct.
Final score.
Talk amongst yourselves.
The final score is...
You dominated, Bob, but at least I didn't get shut up.
I didn't dominate, but it'd be nice if we just had a running tally.
20-13.
20-13.
Yes.
All right, another win.
Feel good about that?
Well, you know.
It was a fun little game I put together.
Okay. It's okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back and make picks. We got 9 games to pick. We got a bonus game that's a 10-pointer, potentially. But the trick to those bonus games, you can win 10, but you can lose 10 as well. We'll be back.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We have Jason Duda and the big fella Anthony with us. Duda winning the week yesterday and promises that he's on a path to win the whole thing.
Maybe
and,
he is.
And Anthony, with he got three games right last week, but he missed his bonus game and thus ended the week with a negative 4 points.
Uh-oh.
Guys, hello, welcome.
Hello.
It's just unbelievable enthusiasm.
In unison, they're
as,
just...
As we get ready to make picks. Jason, thanks so much for being engaged.
Hello. Yep.
You know what? I'd like to take a hockey stick to Duda.
Anthony, I don't know if you can hear us, but we can hear you. I don't know what's going on. This is what happened when I called from Vegas. You guys...
You can hear.
No, I don't think you can. Anthony, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't care if you can, dudes.
I know.
Here we go. Let's embark down the road. We've got five college games today, and we start with Oklahoma, an old Big Eight battle, on the road at Missouri. I'll start this one, Missouri getting points at home. Oklahoma's not very good. I like Mizzou for 4. Jeff.
Mizzou is even more not very good. We talked about the oddities of some of these conference games. This isn't an oddity that it's a conference game, because like you said, it was a big eight game back in the past. But it's now an SEC game. And Missouri stinks. Oklahoma for 5.
Boy, Oklahoma's bad.
Missouri is god awful.
No, they're not. Duda.
They're both bad. Like they're just both bad. Like why pick this game? I don't know. I don't care. Don't like either one of them.
I'll take
Missouri,
care of the game.
My opinion on it.
Are you speaking?
What did he say?
I am speaking.
Where are you?
Missouri
some dungeon?
For one. Missouri for one.
We know he's taking his first game for one. Can anybody be more predictable? By the way,
boring. Matt?
Missouri lost to Texas A&M by 31 and by Alabama to 34.
Yeah, Max?
Yeah, Oklahoma's not very good. Brady Cook is not a bad quarterback for Mizzou. So I'm taking them for 4, like Bob.
You've loved him for 20 years. It's never going to pay off.
Big fella, what do you have?
Okay, let's put some perspective on this. OU is 5-4. Missouri is 6-2. Now, Missouri is dealing with some injuries at the quarterback, running back, and wide receiver position, but Brady Cook is playing, and this game is at home. I'm going to come out the gate swinging. I'm laying 8 on Missouri. Bank on it.
That is so well put, and it's too bad you had -4 points last week, or we'd really take stock into it.
Anthony,
why
do
am
you
I lashing out at Anthony?
On a full-time basis.
Why am I lashing out at Anthony?
I can't answer that.
Florida on the road to play Texas in another SEC game. I threw this in there because it's got a lot of points attached to it. Texas 21.5-point favorite at home. Jeff.
I don't like this game very much either, but I bet I pick exactly the same as Jason, who hates big spreads and loves to spend his small points on the college games. I've got Florida for 2.
What about you, Duda?
Florida for 2.
It's See? I know this guy better than he knows himself.
He doesn't know himself.
Exactly.
Max.
Now, I'm going to bet this with FanDuel then, Jeff, because it's back-to-back road games to Florida, but 21.5 points? I'll take them for two.
Thanks for bringing that up, Max, because these picks are brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Thank you.
Florida for two, Max?
Yes.
Anthony, set them straight.
Florida, Texas. I'm sorry, Steve Spurrier is not coming back through those doors. Emmitt Smith is not coming back through those doors. This is Texas. It's in Austin. I'm going to lay three on Texas.
They don't. Steve Spurrier doesn't need to show up.
That's a great point,
Anthony. For Florida
Anthony.
To lose 38-17.
Great Anthony. Point.
Just be thankful Charles Whitman won't show up.
Bob. You said he was making all these great points last week. He was minus four. No offense, Anthony.
Like, yeah, now you're attacking
stop.
Anthony.
You already did.
What kind of low life are you?
I'm attacking all everybody that's there because you're all going to be in my rearview mirror after this week. So you're all going to be looking ahead and seeing the Canadian right away.
If I'm in your rearview mirror, can I just leave? If you're not going to see me anyway.
Enough of this.
Just go
I like
away,
witty
Jeff.
Banter.
Just go away.
But when it's not me, it's not witty. I like Texas here. I like Texas for five. I think they blow out Florida, whose coach is on the hot seat.
No, they're not going to rally.
They're not going to rally for him. He's on the hot seat.
He's not on the hot seat. They just said he's continuing.
Yeah, great. That's a hot seat.
No, it's not.
Georgia at Ole Miss. Where is Mississippi?
Oxford.
Yes. Very good.
Which is why I didn't ask you the most populous Oxford.
Duda, you start this one. Georgia, a 2.5-point favorite against a good Mississippi team.
Georgia for four.
Break it down.
Yeah, give us something.
You told me I wasn't allowed to break it down. I got 5 seconds to make my picks last week. So I'm giving you my 5 seconds.
Yeah, when I tell you it's time to break it, forget it. Max?
Georgia's ranked three. It's Ole Miss 16. Bah. I know Richard Seymour's not coming through that door, but I'm taking Georgia for eight.
Anthony.
Boy, everybody using my catchphrase, not coming through the door and dropping eight spots, though.
You ought to sue Max for that.
He missed my Charles Whitman comment.
That's copyright infringement. But I'm going to go with Georgia 4-5. It's a road game.
Boy, we're not giving Ole Miss much credit, but I don't know. I like Georgia for 7. Jeff?
Eli Manning is not walking through that door. Anthony, Deuce McAllister is not walking through that door. I believe he went to Ole Miss. If not, who cares? Georgia for 6.
Whatever. Alabama, we're going hog wild into the big into the SEC. Alabama in Baton Rouge. They're getting 2.5 points against Alabama. We start this one with Duda. I'm sorry, Max.
This is the battle for the South. The South will rise again. I don't know. I'll take LSU for 1. Since Carville failed
you,
to pick the winner of the election.
Oh, and now we're going political, huh? No,
we're not. Anthony?
Alabama, LSU, it's always an entertaining game. Alabama, though, this is not the disciplined Alabama team. So I'm going to take LSU just because they're at home, but I'm going to lay 2 on LSU.
Yeah, I don't see how you could have great confidence in this game either way. I like LSU for 1. Jeff?
I think I'm the same here as Duda, too, although I'm not sure I picked the same team as he did. LSU for 3.
What about you, Duda?
The fact that you four guys picked LSU, I'll take Alabama for 3.
So no preconceived picks at all, just reactionary. Just throw it against the wall, see if it sticks. Nothing to it.
That's how we roll.
It has no meaning. Finally, our last game in the college ranks, Iowa State and Kansas meeting at Arrowhead Stadium. This is a bonus game. I made this a bonus game because I find it extremely difficult to pick it. Anthony, we start with you. You're coming off a 10-point bonus loss. Iowa State, 2.5 points. they are giving on the road. What do you think?
If I'm correct, isn't ISU coming off of a loss as well, too?
Yes.
Because if that's the case, that makes this game even a little bit more dangerous. But at the same token, Kay, you guys have nothing to lose for, so they can play the role of spoiler. So I'm going to lay 7 on KU to cover the spread.
KU for 7. This is a hard game. And I don't know how I feel like I don't want to go a whole lot of confidence points on this game because I don't have a whole lot of confidence. I think Iowa State figures it has the most to gain here. I'll go Iowa State, but for only 4 confidence points. Jeff?
It's not really a road game. We know Arrowhead has atmosphere when the Chiefs are there, off the charts. When KU,
well, it'll be a good crowd.
And a lot of them will be for Iowa State. So I've got Iowa State for 10.
Dumb. Duda?
Just the fact that you said that makes this more easy. Iowa State for 10.
Idiots. Max?
Ted the sports head.
Don't listen to these two morons.
If you can't, the two leaders. If you can't beat us, join us, my friend.
Yeah, good luck.
Ted the sports head told me that Iowa State will be angry because they lost and the stadium will be full of Iowa State people. So I'm going Iowa State for 6. Ted wouldn't lie
to
me.
Anthony, there you go again. On that island. Now the NFL. Cincinnati and Baltimore tonight in Baltimore. The Ravens 5.5-point favorites. I'll start. I like Cincinnati in this game, but for only 2. Jeff.
Ridiculous. Baltimore upgraded offensively, getting another receiver. They got a cornerback. Cincinnati added a backup running back, although a former KU guy. This one is a gift. Baltimore for 7.
Duda.
Here you go, Jeff. You're wrong again. This is going to be a tight game. It's a battle in the division. Baltimore coming off a big win, but I don't like it on a short week. You got to take the points here. I'll take Cincinnati for 5.
He loves his points.
What about you, Max?
Since he has been better on the road, but Baltimore's at home, and they just give Derrick Henry the ball. I'll take the Ravens for 7. It's only 2.5 points. Easy.
Anthony. 5.5 points, by the way.
The Cincinnati, Anthony. Baltimore. Cincinnati-Baltimore, there's always some drama in this game. I'm going to actually go with Baltimore as well, but I'm going to lay 4 on them.
All right. Pittsburgh and Washington. In my opinion, the marquee game in the NFL this weekend. Washington, a 2.5-point favorite. Jeff?
Usually when I pick with emotion, I'm wrong, and I like Washington a lot more, but we know Pittsburgh is going to have something for him. I've got Pittsburgh for 4.
That surprises me. Duda.
I agree. I'll take Tomlin over anybody, especially a rookie quarterback, even though he's been good this year. I got Pittsburgh for 6.
Max. I couldn't withhold my laughter. Sorry. Max?
Washington at home. I think Jaden Daniels will give Pittsburgh a problem. I'll take the Commanders for 5.
Anthony.
You know, this pains me to watch this game because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. So I really could care less either way. But for some reason, I'm intrigued by this Washington team and that quarterback. So I'm going to lay 6 on the Commanders. Go Washington.
I side with Max and Anthony, who have done very little to earn my trust.
Right.
But in this game, I'm going to go with Washington. The Washington Commanders is my club here for 6.
Emotion.
Detroit and Houston.
And are winning.
Yep.
Detroit and, you guys are so even keel. Thank you, Max.
Ridiculous.
That was for you,
very
Bob.
Good to pull that out. Detroit, a 3.5-point favorite on the road in Houston. Duda, we open with you.
Easiest game of the week, Detroit for 8.
Max?
Yeah, the Lions are on a roll. I'll take them for 6.
Big fella, what do you have here?
Detroit 7.
All right, I've got Detroit for 8. This does seem to be the easy one. Jeff, are you going to break the string?
No, I'm not. Detroit for 8. And I've got Denver for 1. I got to go upstairs.
Okay, Denver for 1. There you go. Denver on the road in Kansas City, getting 8.5 points. Let's start with you, Max.
When you guys kiss the ass of the Chiefs all the time, do you use whipped cream or do you get the effects of the Ozempic? Denver for 3.
Well, it's becoming obvious now that the Chiefs are having difficulty covering spreads. They are at home against a bad Denver team. Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Denver for 1.
That's probably a sound pick. I continue to believe that against these bad teams, the Chiefs have to have one of those weeks sometime. I'm picking them for 3. Jeff picks Denver for 1. What about you, Duda?
Well, I'm until they actually do it, I'm not going to lose by picking the Chiefs because that's just the definition of insanity. And they're going to do it all the time.
What's your pick?
He went under a bridge.
Apparently he's picking Denver for 7, which is stupid, but that's okay. There you go. Anthony, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Song titles. Your Pacers win 1 last night. I got kind of hooked on watching the Warriors and Celtics. And
how'd that go? I know the Warriors
pretty
won.
Pretty good game. Back and forth. Got really tight. Two good teams. And enjoyed it. Actually enjoyed it. Watched a good chunk of it. And
the NBA's not so bad, is it?
Buddy Hield's found a spot. He's a perfect fit in Golden State. He made really the dagger shot at the end of the game on an assist by Steph Curry, and he's had a nice start to his season.
I'm happy for him.
21.1 points per game. He's shooting over 50% from the three-point line. He's fit that Klay Thompson role perfectly.
He has so far.
And
I know in Indiana we asked him.
Can I finish?
I know. I'm just saying. I know in Indiana we asked him to do a little bit more than stand on the three-point line and shoot, and he couldn't really handle that. So I'm glad he's back
in a role that he's comfortable what he does with. Best. He's a spot-up shooter, and in Golden State, I'm all for it. And I will work very hard to get Buddy Hield on this show.
Good. Why didn't you play as well in Indiana, Buddy?
That's what you're going to ask.
I might. But I wasn't unhappy we dealt him. Team's much better now, and we'll be good.
You're 4-4. Golden State 8-1.
They've beaten Boston. Dallas. They beat both finals teams.
Just mentioning, you're 4-4. They're 8-1. Yeah, just if you're keeping track at home.
Yeah, I am. I'm keeping track through.
Actually, they're 7-1. But if you're keeping track, and they've got some nice wins too. Do the Warriors? Now I got to find it. Gosh darn
it. Well, of course they just beat the Celtics. But I'm saying Indiana's already done that, and they beat the other finals team in Dallas. In Dallas.
They've won at Boston. They won at Houston. They beat the Clippers in the season opener. They won at Sacramento. They swept them in a back-to-back, and they swept the Lakers in a back-to-back.
There's no...
That's establishing yourself as a Western Conference front-runner.
Golden State is quite good and has been for a long time.
I look forward to watching them. That's my team.
Of course it is.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Right. Team that wins, that's Bob's team.
Ray Ritter, their media relations guy, has been great to us.
How'd that Steph Curry proposition end up going?
I'm still working on it.
Proposition. Did we proposition?
This is Stephen Curry, the NBA champion, Golden State Warriors.
Sunrise
You're
Academy.
Listening to another pair of champions. My God.
Yes.
There was Steph Curry. Max.
That's something.
Would I be difficult, in your opinion, to coexist with?
Nah. You're pretty easy to handle, in fact.
You did it for 20, how many years? 26 years?
26?
Didn't you live in this home for until you were 26?
Oh, 24, I think. Maybe 25.
No, 26.
It was 2008. I had not yet turned 26.
Yes, you had.
It was May. I had turned 26 in December, as you might know.
Well, you lived here longer than I was comfortable with. But
me too.
Well, what was it like living here as an adult?
Just try to stay out of your way.
What did I do? I
just didn't know what you were going to be like any given day, so I just...
What do you mean? That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. You don't think you're a volatile person?
No, I'm not that volatile.
Please. You're irritable.
Well, everybody's irritable.
Well, just get over it, would be my advice.
You're irritable.
Right.
Do you get over it?
I sure try to.
I'm sure Max is irritable. Duda, who knows what he is?
No, we don't know what Duda is.
Now, Anthony seems very down to earth. Did you see the video he put out of him playing the piano with the guitarist?
No.
I did, and my wife did, and it's a kind of a jazz song. But Anthony is a talented man.
And I have no doubts about that.
It was good. You ought to watch it. I think it's very accessible.
I'll check it out.
Well, you should.
I just said I would.
Instead of, all I get from you is your buddy David Michael Hahn. What instrument does he play?
Well, I assume whatever instrument he wants to play.
I'll tell you what Anthony does. He plays several instruments. Saxophone, piano. I like the guy. You okay?
Yeah, just a little sneeze.
Sneeze on the air.
I didn't. I had my mic off.
You suppress it.
I turned my mic off.
You know how many times I've had to sneeze on this show and I don't do it? For the good of the show?
How many times?
Many times a week.
Fewer than the times you do sneeze or more?
Many times a week.
Then that's my question.
Got to figure out what to do about dinner tonight.
It's a tough one. You had Hog Wild recently, it looks like.
Looks like Debbie and her brother brought in Hog Wild last night. I was out at the zoo for Wild Lights. We had a function out there with some League 42 families and some law enforcement people and part of our Bats and Badges initiative. And I had not been to Wild Lights ever. And it's pretty remarkable what they've done to the zoo through, I believe, December 22nd.
Yeah, I believe
you can go to their Wild Lights exhibit. Good number of people out there last night on a chilly but comfortable night, and I would greatly recommend it.
Speaking of December 20-something, about time to start sending out my birthday invites.
Nobody cares.
Mm.
No one cares.
It's about time.
A grown man in his 40s should not be inviting people to dinner.
That might be true. It might not be true. But I know we're going to have a wonderful time once again.
Am I going to be invited?
It's tough. It depends on how many spots we have.
Who's in the running? Go down the list.
Randy.
Your friend Randy.
Scotty.
Your friend Scott.
I'll invite Chris. I don't know if he's going to come.
Your friend Chris.
I never hear from Chris anymore. David Michael Hahn.
David Michael Hahn. What about his wife?
His wife. Randy's wife. Scott's wife.
Your wife.
My daughter. Debbie.
That's 10.
Yeah, that's probably the crew.
Who gets cut from that?
No, you can make a reservation for 10.
Well, that doesn't include me, so who gets cut from that 10?
You can make a reservation for 10.
Well, no, seriously, who gets cut?
Is that really 10?
Yes.
Yes, maybe, I don't know, David Michael Hahn's wife. But she's wonderful. She's a wonderful person.
I can't believe you said that.
I was just joking. I wanted to say how nice she was.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if I go. We're planning a function, a celebratory function with League 42. I'll be 70 in March. Our good friend Larry Dennis has already turned 70. Our good friend David Jabara will be 70 in February.
Is he a benefactor?
And our good friend Mike Gear will be 70 in January. So I had the idea, let's throw a big birthday bash for the four of us up at Riverfront Stadium in the Fidelity Bank Club and ask our friends to come out and bring with them a check or something, cash, a $70 check.
Wow.
To donate to League 42.
I'll have to make that in installments if you don't mind.
And we'll serve some cake and ice cream. And what do you think of that idea?
I think you should serve more than cake and ice cream. You should have,
we'll
a
have
little,
an open bar.
A little,
we'll have some
taco bar, maybe a little
something,
a little pizza bar.
But then the price goes up. Thanks for listening today, everyone. We appreciate it. Thanks to our guest, Mulvane football coach Daniel Myers, Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star. Thanks for reaching out on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Remember that number. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that?
It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple's Refreshing!